The police came at 8 o'clock in the morning. They knocked on the door of a 68-year-old G8 protester in Hamburg and demanded sand samples. The man says he was made to hold metal pipes in the palm of his hand. The pipes were then sealed and marked with his name. Police say they have taken such samples of several people who are regarded as a potential security threat to the G8 summit in Heiligendamm, and that the samples could be used to track them down with specially trained sniffer dogs. Interior Minister Wolfgang Schäuble has defended the action, which he says is necessary to prevent attacks on the G8. However, it seems that few Germans agree.
I think that every manner there is must be taken to counter the terrorists.
I think it's nothing about terrorists. So the word doesn't meet the point.
I think the state and the police has to do something against aggressive demonstrations, but they have to do it in a way that don't make them aggressive more and more.
We can't believe that's true. I think it's a joke.
But the odor samples are not meant to be a joke. Wolfgang Thierse, deputy speaker of the lower house of parliament, is not amused at all. He says the action reminds him of police activities in former communist East Germany.
Geruchsproben zu nehmen, das kannten wir von der Stasi.
Taking scent samples is something we know from the Stasi, the secret police, he says. I thought that was finally over and done with. There is a line that a law-abiding nation just can't cross, but it looks like we are now going back to a surveillance state, and that makes me angry. The police have been quick to reject the comparison with the East German Stasi. A police spokesperson said there was no Stasi copyright on the method and that police had to employ every means available. Speaking to Deutsche Welle, the German Commissioner for Privacy Protection, Peter Schaar, said he could hardly believe that sand samples really had been taken. A sand sample is something very private and personal, he says. If the police really start taking them, that would be a massive intrusion into privacy rights, and that is not covered by law. I will certainly start investigating the matter. Scientists say that it is possible to determine someone's age, their sex, and even any illnesses they might have by examining traces of their body sand. It remains to be seen whether police in Germany really will be able to use sand samples to identify violent G8 activists at the upcoming summit. But for critics, such action leaves nothing but a bad smell. Peter Hille, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.